This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning. I'm Katie Bowles with part two of your morning farm show. This morning, we'll hear from Amy Rozier of Hamel Co-op Grain Company about a safety meeting they've got coming up on Monday, August 24th.
We are offering having our first pre-harvest safety meeting. We're having it at Meiji's Restaurant in Alhambra on Monday, August 24th, and it's going to start at 6:30 p.m.
And this is the first year for this type of meeting, correct?
Yes, it is the first year we have opened it to the public. We have done pre-harvest safety meetings for our employees in previous years. However, with all the tragedies that you hear about on the news with farmers and workers getting caught in grain bins and different things happening, we feel that now it's more important than ever that we share this information with our customers, local farmers, our local fire departments, and any other, you know, people that are come in contact with grain bins and grain dust, that it's so important to share this information. Safety is something, you know, we get busy with harvest and safety sometimes goes to the back burner because we're in a hurry to get so much work done in such a short window of time. But it's something that is really important that we all need to remember, because we all want to be here to enjoy our families and our friends and reap the post-harvest rewards.
Absolutely. And being from the ag industry, I'm sure we both know the dangers that come with it, but it sounds like a great idea to open this up to the public, because there are so many things that take place that people aren't aware of, and they actually are very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to this meeting before, and it's actually very interactive, very neat. They actually show you how easily a grain dust explosion can occur. They show you different ways that, you know, people get entrapped in the grain bin, and they talk about all different kinds of safety stuff, personal protective equipment, things that we don't think about. I know my father personally suffers from something they call farmer's lung. Wheat dust just really brings him down to where he almost shuts his lungs down to where he can't breathe. So personal protective equipment is something, you know, we only have one set of lungs, one set of eyes. It's stuff we really need to focus on and think about before, you know, putting yourself in there.
Yes, and I'm sure there in Hamel, you guys have a set of safety rules and standards that you follow, and also you're required by OSHA for several of these things as well.
Oh, yes. We have a whole set of safety guidelines. We have, and OSHA does, you know, require that, but we also, I mean, here we're very safety conscious and worried about, you know, we want to keep our employees safe. We want to keep our customers safe. It's just something that, you know, we really try to focus on.
So this meeting is taking place Monday night, and that starts at 6:30. And do you have any seats left? And if people are interested, can they call you, or how should we go about doing that?
It's open to the public. We have room for about 70 people, so spacing is kind of limited. All we ask is that you give us a call at Hamel Co-op Grain Company, 618-633-2215. And let us know that, you know, how many you're planning on bringing. Like I said, the meeting's open to the public. We open it to our customers, farmers, local fire departments, anyone who has needs that information. We're going to serve some light refreshments along with it. So, yeah, we're just hoping to get the word out and hope everyone has a safe and happy harvest this year.
Once again, that was Amy Rozier with Hamel Co-op Grain Company. That's it for part two of your morning farm show. I'm Katie Bowles.